I'm Tristan.
And I'm Dalton. And this is The Good, The Bad, The Disney. Your favorite ride at Hollywood Studios, well, of course, before Rise of the Resistance. Then attractions for a later discussion. Rock and Roller Coaster is a high-speed, adrenaline-pumping experience with music from an all-time great Aerosmith. On this podcast, we'll talk about The Good, The Bad, The Disney.
First, we'll start with the history. The first choice of artist for the ride was the Rolling Stones, but they wanted a lot of money. So the second choice was U2, but once again, they wanted a lot of money. So Aerosmith was the third choice, and as you can see, that's who they chose. They were already doing a movie, and Disney just went with them because they thought if they're already doing the movie, we could just do that. So the ride opened on July 29th, 1999, with wait times up to 230 minutes. It is thrilling and goes from 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. It'll knock your socks off.
Now we're on to The Good. One good thing about it is, well, of course, the speed. The speed really gets your adrenaline pumping, and it kind of ties all of Hollywood Studios together. Without that ride, Hollywood Studios wouldn't have really made sense when it first opened. Because other than the backlot tour, it didn't really make you feel like you were a superstar, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, this fits well too, since movies and everything is in Hollywood, and then music and Hollywood, so it just goes together. And the speed really makes it a cool ride and one of a kind at Disney.
Yes.
Another good thing is the band. I personally enjoy Aerosmith, and I also think the theming of the ride is really well. And I just think it's cool how they make the queue when you get to the actual cars. It looks like an outside, like, alleyway. I think that looks really cool, and they did really good detail with that.
Yes, the theming really worked very well and worked in their favor. Without the theming of making you feel you're outside, that ride wouldn't have really been tied together in a very good way. And granted, Hollywood Studios would be a completely different place if they would have chosen U2 or the Rolling Stones, but I think Aerosmith really was the right choice. But also that's just because that's what I've always had. So there's good and bad each side, and it would be just a completely different Hollywood Studios without Aerosmith.
Yes.
Another good thing is the outdoor theming as well. It's not just the inside of the attraction that's themed well. The queue, the wait might say, oh, it's an hour and 20 minutes, but the queue really makes it feel like it's only 20 minutes or not even that long.
Yeah. Do you have any good things else to add, Dalton?
I do not.
Okay. So now we'll move on to the bad. I love this ride, but they need to add more songs, I think, because there's only four songs, but I only hear Walk This Way. I never hear any other song. And I don't know if that's just the time or that certain cart I'm getting or that car that I'm getting on, but that's how I feel when I ride it. I think they should add more songs.
I've done some research on it, and it says that the four songs that they play are all played at different parts of the ride. So it might just be Walk This Way is at the calmest part of the ride, which is what really causes you to just hear that. But yes, according to online sources, it's saying that and throughout the different parts of the ride, they have all the different songs.
Mm-hmm.
Another bad thing is the brake check at the end. Did they really need to make the brake check that hard? No. Does it tie in with the theming? A little bit. But it still kind of slams you forward, which kind of just ruins the experience at the end. When you're kind of like just pulling up and about to get out, I think it kind of ruins the experience, because if you were pulling in somewhere to a concert or something, it would just slam on the brakes. You would come to an easy stop.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. I'm pretty sure there's other people who probably say that, oh, I think it's good because of that, but I'm just not one of those people.
Yeah. This thing that I'm about to say now, I don't know if it's necessarily bad, but they, in the pre-shows, when they're all talking and give you backstage passes, Steven Tyler, when he's looking up, apparently he was doing a rude gesture with his hand. So Disney digitally altered his hand to make it just look normal, and he was not happy about that.
Yes, you could tell he was very, very upset with that. He, for a while, just wouldn't go to Disney. He finally started going back with his family again, but he just doesn't make a big deal about riding that ride as of now because of that. But he didn't just boycott Disney because of it. But yeah. I think that's very good, just because they changed one item of something. I don't necessarily think you just shouldn't go. You just might not need to do that ride. That ties in with other rides, such as Splash Mountain getting removed. If it hurts your feelings, just don't ride it.
Or just don't go to Disney.
Yeah, but you're changing it for people who enjoyed the ride just because you were emotionally hurt. It never did anything to you. It was just something it said. And it doesn't even say it on the ride, just in the movie.
Yeah. Now we'll move on to the Disney.
I think it is the main ride of Hollywood Studios. If it wasn't there, Hollywood Studios, like we've already said, would not have been how it is. Less people would have gone. It still would be a half-day park.
Yeah, Hollywood Studios only has a couple rides, so having that ride makes it even better.
Yes, and originally when it came out, even up to just a few years ago, Hollywood Studios had like three rides, I think, maybe four, and the rest of it was just experiences. They had Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, Toy Story Mania,
and Great Movie Ride.
Those were the four rides they had. The rest of them were Backlot Tour, The Car Show,
Indiana Jones,
all these different experiences, like the Star Wars show. I guess they had Star Tours, so they had five rides there, and they had like 10 experiences to go to.
Well, they also have, the Muppets is a show, though. Yeah.
So I just think it really enhances it. Because without that, it still would be a half-day park.
Yes. And this is also the only ride at Walt Disney World to go upside down and do a loop. Because a corkscrew, or a loop and then a corkscrew. But it's cool that it's the only ride.
Yes, it's really unique how, out of all Disney's rides, they only have one that does that. It just makes it even more unique of a ride.
Yes.
Another thing is a hidden Mickey on it. It has, in the guitar scene, when they're giving you your backstage passes, if you look on the ground, the guitar, like the cord that plugs into it, it makes a Mickey head. And I just think that's really unique how everything they do has a purpose and there's theming and thought behind everything. It's not like, oh, let's do this because it'll look cool. It's like, oh, let's do this because of this causing this.
Yes. Speaking of those instruments, Aerosmith personally donated a lot of them. I don't know if they did all of them, but they donated a lot of the instruments to go in the pre-show and everything.
Yes. The pre-show is, in my opinion, something that builds the ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a supporting thing. I think it's kind of like the main thing besides actually when you're sitting there in the car. But without that ride, it would actually make no sense because you have no reason why you're going fast. No reason to be doing loops, going through random roads. It just kind of ties the whole ride together.
Yes. And then when you're walking up to the actual show building, the poster outside with them, Aerosmith playing on the car, if you look at Steven Tyler's shirt, it has Mickey silhouettes all over it. And Steven Tyler, or Joe Perry's necklace, has a Mickey on it. And the kid in the car is wearing Mickey ears. So once again, they put a lot of attention to detail and everything has a purpose.
Yes, nothing goes unnoticed at Disney.
Yes. The guitar outside of the building also makes it cool, and how the car is above the entrance and stuff.
Yes, I think that's really unique, and it just enhances the ride, how the car is taking you kind of into the ride while still staying tied to the thing.
Yes.
After this podcast, we hope you can look at this ride in a whole new light, whether it be through history or the different Easter eggs throughout the ride.
We hope you enjoyed and have a magical day with Disney.